And we continue on from Camp Humphreys in South Korea. McGinnis, the Warrior Zone, is where we're located. Off to a great start, having a lot of fun here. It's just, you know, I've said it many times before. Every time we get out on the road, especially with the troops, it's something you never forget. We have had lots of laughs and talked about some of the things that are happening in sports and everything. And as I said, it's always nice to have Mike Haynes joined us. He joined us in Guantanamo for one of our trips as well. The Hall of Fame defensive back, punt returner, 14 years in the NFL, playing with the Patriots and the Los Angeles Raiders, and he won a Super Bowl with the Raiders. You would love it over here, Mike.
Oh, I'm sure I would. I absolutely love Korean food, so I know I'd love it.
Now, can you give some tips about where to go to eat in Korea to the gentleman sitting to my right, Dwight Hicks?
Hey, Dwight, how you doing?
Hey, I'm well, Mike. They have a beautiful golf course that I have not been able to play because it's been raining. We had some inclement weather, but I know you would love it because I know your affinity for golf, man.
Well, that's one thing that I've never done there. I've been to Korea a couple of different times. When I worked at Callaway Golf, we had some of our accessories made in Korea.
Okay.
So
you know the thing.
You
know, the thing that's
with the company.
The thing that surprises me the most is that you two guys were defensive backs, and you always are taking on receivers. You know, across the field of play. And yet you put yourself through a lot of abuse. Why would you go off now that you're finished with? Why would you go and take on a sport with that much abuse?
We don't know any better.
Oh, Mike, I always, that's all we know.
That too, yeah.
It's familiar to us.
Let me ask you, Mike, about today's defensive back. With the rule changes, with the equipment changes, with the receivers being you know, there was a time when a tight end blocked. That's all that they did. Tell me a little bit about how you see the game of football as a defensive back.
Well, you know, with the rule changes, a lot of people thought that, you know, the receivers would be shorter, faster guys. And those were the guys that were difficult to cover, you know, especially the quick guys. But the rules kind of benefited the taller guys, you know, the guys who are 6'5", 6'6", which they don't really have very many of those guys. But if I ever had a chance to coach a team, one of my wide receivers would be 6'6". I'd have me a guy like a LeBron James over there that nobody could cover. You can't jam him after 5 yards, and he can out-jump everybody. You know, those kinds of things. That's a big change was that 5-yard bump rule. And the way they called, you know, pass interference has changed a little bit. But it's still an exciting game. I mean, they're not knocking people out, but I think that's a good thing. I think that, you know, we want to make sure that people are going to be able to age without having to worry about, you know, brain issues or mental health issues. So I think it's all good. I really do, Ryan.
Okay. Now, Mike, I have a question for you. Do you think the game – has changed for the better because it is more of a passing game. But do you and the fact that you don't get to bump the receivers as much because they are bigger, taller, faster, and stronger.
Yeah, they finally got wise. Well, I actually think that the passing game is more fun for the fans. And also, if you want to make the quarterback the hero and the most important guy on the offense, maybe even on the team, then you better be passing. Because, you know, the guy who was just handing the ball off, you know, to the great running back and eventually, you know, every once in a while throwing a ball to tight end and occasionally a wide receiver, you know, almost anybody could play quarterback if, you know, just if they were accurate. But the way they play it now, you have to be strong. You've got to be able to throw the ball 50 times and, you know, every week and stay healthy. It's a little challenge. So if you're going to make the quarterback the highest paid guy, I'd say he's probably earning his bucks right now. And maybe he wasn't before as much as it is today.
Yeah. Now, also, now you played in L.A. You played in Oakland for a year, too, didn't you?
No.
You were always
I was on the Raiders. Always in L.A., yeah.
Okay. Now, what do you think of their move to Las Vegas? Because we had Tony Dungy on the last segment, and he was talking about how much, football in America is it's a fan sport now. And the fans are so interactive in it that that's one of the reasons why they made the rule changes, to make it a more offensive game. What do you think about the Raiders moving from their fan base in Oakland to Las Vegas?
Well, I don't know how the fans are going to feel about it, but, you know, the real Raider fans, they follow them wherever they are. But being in Las Vegas, it's the entertainment capital of the world, I think. And I think that if the focus is on growing our sport globally, that's a good strategy, because everybody in the world wants to come to Las Vegas and see all the great entertainers, the great shows, they'll pay more for it. So for the Raiders, I feel like every game is going to be like a Super Bowl. You know, every game is going to be huge. The halftime entertainment is going to be stellar. Anytime the pregame and postgame entertainment will be as well. I think the Raider fans will be happy in the long run that the Raiders are there, because they always have been people that love to have a good time. And what better place to go to for that than Las Vegas?
Okay. Dwight wanted to know if it was his question.
Did you hear the question, Mike?
I did hear the question, and I think it's going to be great for Raider fans and for all football fans. It'll be one game on the calendar that everybody is going to circle and say, hey, when my team goes to Las Vegas, honey, we're going, you know, and they're going to take their wife and their, you know, their best buddies that love their team. They're gonna go on that away trip to watch their team play the Raiders in Las Vegas.
You know, when I think about the season coming up and the years that you played, obviously the years that Dwight played, and I said, you know, the commitment, and I've never heard one player complain about what they had to do and how the game was played and everything. What is it about the love of professional football?
I just think it's the love of having opportunity to be the best you can be and having some success doing that. And you look forward to the training, you look forward to the practices, you know, you look forward to the games. It becomes a love. And I can tell you, my last game I played was in 1989, and I still love the game. I still love watching it. I still imagine myself playing it. I have my kids are playing now. I have one son playing in Boston College, another one that's a sophomore in high school, and I enjoy working out with them and talking about the game. So it's never grown old.
Well, I want to thank you very much. You've always been there for me as a friend and, of course, made the trip to Guantanamo, and I hope there are going to be other trips as we go down the road with the troops that you'll join me again. Thanks a lot. Take care, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. I look forward to another trip. Okay.
Okay. Mike Haynes, again, Hall of Fame defensive back, and we're going to keep Dwight Hicks here because we got Spencer Tillman coming up next, another football guy. He won a Super Bowl championship with the San Francisco 49ers, so we'll talk to him. He does college sports for Fox. We've got you on Sports Byline from South Korea.